This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. To the list today, we had Matt Lauer until this morning of the Today Show and NBC News. Also, Garrison Keillor until this afternoon, known best as the former host of A Prairie Home Companion, which was produced and distributed, I should add here, under an arrangement with this program's parent company, American Public Media. The private sector response to these scandals, since Harvey Weinstein anyway, has been, if not fast enough, then at least clear and firm. In our politics, the response has been less so by a lot. California Democrat Jackie Speier has been trying to end sexual harassment and assault in the congressional workplace for a very long time. We talked in her office this morning, not long after the Lauer news broke.
You have been working on this issue for years, and now we are at a moment when things seem to be working really, really quickly. You look just this morning, Matt Lauer, right? It comes out and he's out. And yet people look at Congress and it seems to be grinding so slowly. How come?
Because we have a problem. We think we're special here. And one of the points that I've been trying to make is that the institution is special. We are not. And the problem that most politicians have is that they want to be liked. So they don't want to go out on a limb and say that a colleague shouldn't be serving here. It's left to their constituents. Well, if that's the approach we're going to take, then why is it a CEO of a company can be booted out, not by the shareholders, but by the board of directors? So we've got to convene a, quote, board of directors to handle these kinds of incidents.
So the process, though, in Congress for handling these incidents, while you're sitting there shaking your head and rolling your eyes, I mean, it's
an embarrassment. It's an absolute embarrassment.
It takes forever. It's onerous.
It is, in my opinion, a process to protect the harasser. We, as members of Congress, have enabled harassers to continue to operate with total impunity.
There's also the not small matter of using taxpayer money to pay settlements for harassment that occurs by members of Congress and other workplace incidents. $17 million over the past certain number
so
of
years. So it's $17 million
in all.
For all
right.
Forms of office activities, whether it's lack of overtime payment or discrimination.
Harassment.
I've been told by the Office of Compliance that a very small amount is from sexual harassment.
Okay, but wait. You're the woman leading the charge on this in Congress, and you don't actually even know.
That's right. I mean, the fact that a member of Congress can negotiate a settlement, not be outed, and have the taxpayers pick up the tab, whether it's out of their member's account or out of a special fund, to me is outrageous.
It has happened to you. You've told your Me Too story when you were a much younger woman. You said in a hearing a month-ish or so ago, you know of members of Congress right now who have accusations against them. Why are you not disclosing who those members are?
So in one case, it actually is has a non-disclosure agreement attached to it.
Okay, you see the problem with that, right?
I do see the problem. I don't want to see NDAs imposed on any victim. If they voluntarily want to sign an NDA, that's up to them. But I am really concerned about the victims here, and they get lost in all of this. Sure, the member should be outed, but the victim is the one who gets chewed up in the end. It's the victim who is blackballed from ever working in another office on the Hill.
Do you think we have some momentum now?
Yes.
Get this? You do?
I do. I really do.
It's funny you're smiling for the first time in this entire chat.
Because I've worked on this issue for so long. In 2014, when I tried to amend the House rules to require mandatory sexual harassment prevention training, I was flat out told, we're not going to make your amendment in order to even take it up. We still have this Byzantine system that protects the harasser and not the victim. And that's what we need to spend the next month or so fixing.
What do we do about Congressman Conyers and Senator Franken?
I believe the women. And if you believe the women, there's a pattern of sexual harassment. Now, they've been referred to the Ethics Committee. The Ethics Committee has the authority to review, to investigate. They can certainly do that in short order, and they should then provide a decision.
think they should step down?
I think that the Ethics Committee will make their recommendation. I think that Congress will then have to decide whether they want to censor, reprimand, expel, or fine.
We just got back from break. You went back to San Francisco, right? Are people talking about this back there?
You know where I'm hearing about it most? In the halls of Congress.
Are you?
Huh. I'm having women come up to me and say, thank you so much. And then they're telling me stories. Stories that never get even heard because they never file complaints. 70% of those who are sexually harassed never even report it. So one of the stories that I'm going to tell on the floor, because it happened on the floor, is a situation where a staffer was in charge of the computer in the back of the room. It was late night, vote call. A member comes up to her, rubs up against her, and sticks his tongue in her ear. Yeah. On the House floor, with members everywhere.
I don't even know what
we need to clean up our collective act.
Congresswoman Speier, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.